it's like a sandy loam that's just got a lot of organic.
Dave Damore digs into a hole on the Juneau campus of the University of Alaska Southeast. He's looking for evidence that this spot, about 100 feet above sea level, was once an ocean shore.
I can kind of see it now. This looks like it's organic.
Yeah, and then you
over
hit sand.
Over that beach, there's that beach.
And then you hit organic again underneath.
Oh, you do? Oh, interesting.
Damore is a soils expert with the U.S. Forest Service's Pacific Northwest Research Station. He's one of the scientists working with university students to map Juneau's ancient shorelines.
I generally, if I had my rubber boots, this is the approach.
They're hard to find because of the region's ever-changing geography. The weight of huge glaciers depressed the Earth's crust. Their forward movement created raised bulges of land. Their melting allowed the surface to rise, and then there's plate tectonics. Early residents, Tlingit Indians or their predecessors, lived along these shores, so finding their camps and villages, sometimes hundreds of feet above today's sea level, can lead to new discoveries.
One of those 3-gallon buckets.
Dan Monteith is an anthropology professor at the university. He's scooping water out of another hole where he hopes to find something interesting.
We're going around following up different river drainages or cut banks looking for evidence of old ancient raised marine beaches.
They've already found some. Monteith walks up a small creek to an eroded bank. There, sticking out of the soil, are small, dirty white seashells.
By collecting shell and other things from those areas, then we can radiocarbon date those and get kind of a fixed point of when that was a beach at different points in time.
The technique was developed on Prince of Wales Island. Forest Service geologist Jim Bechtel says it can be used to make an educated guess of where early residents used to live.
Just as you and I today would camp within 2 to 3 feet above high tide, so were folks in the past. And then if you had food and you had good shelter and good moorage, that's the kind of places we would camp.
Bechtel, archaeologist Risa Carlson, and other scientists began their effort about 4 years ago. On an early outing, they headed up an estuary and into the forest to where waves lapped the shore thousands of years before.
And we dug down about 50 centimeters and dug into the top of over a meter of charcoal and tools and other things that were left there by the inhabitants at that place.
Radiocarbon dating showed those items to be about 10,000 calendar years old. Bechtel says he and other scientists used the technique to find archaeological material on more than 70 Prince of Wales Island sites. About 10 have been dated to around that same time, showing Southeast's first residents were well established by then.
It had been thought in the past that maybe there weren't large populations here that early, but it was because we never knew where to look. And this is giving us a whole different way of where to look and what to look for.
Back at the university, Monteith and his students record GPS coordinates for each hole they've dug.
Did you guys get latitude longitude on any of the other test pits we did?
The group has dug in other areas of Juneau. It's also inventoried known tribal sites in a bay north of town. Student Bernadine Diasis says that helped her learn some of her own history.
That was really important for me to get a perspective of, you know, how the Tlingits were, where they were in this area, because I'm Tlingit myself.
Are you hoping to find some evidence of where people used to live?
Yes, we are. We know for sure that they've been in this area, so it's kind of like a treasure hunt for me.
The effort will continue for many years, expanding to other parts of the region. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.